So what level are you in World of Warcraft?
I'm almost 65.
Almost 65? Not bad. I'm almost 75. But, you know, you're bad. So you're working on it.
Yeah.
You got your Warcraft mouse now.
I do.
Is there a level up button on it?
No.
Is there an easy button on it?
No. There's a bag button.
Does it open up your bag?
Yes.
Do you have a separate button to close the bags?
No, it's the same button.
Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 23rd, 2009. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We're here again.
Yay.
What the hell's happened?
Nothing.
Why are we here again?
Because this is what we do.
Oh, right. Okay.
What are you upset about?
No, I just... I had to try to think of something for intros and whatnot. So, I mean, what am I going to say? Hey, it's me and Ashguy again.
Well, why not?
Here we are.
It's what it is.
I mean, soon we'll probably be adding third chairs and maybe even fourth chairs.
Oh, it could get crazy.
Yeah, it'll be good to change things up a little bit here. But this is, what, the 68th time now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
Well, you should know the order of the show, so why don't you do that?
Let's see if I do, because we're going to start off with news. Is this a big news week? That doesn't instill confidence in me.
It's biggish.
Okay.
It's a page.
It's biggish. That's what she said. Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was all right. So then we're going to do our kind of, so we're done with game of the year kind of stuff. Now we're going to do our looking forward to 2009. And at the end of it, we're going to predict what we think our game of the year is going to be. How about that?
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah. I mean, mind you, it'll probably just end up being some game we haven't even heard of yet.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. It used to be that every game was always like announced like at least a year before it come out.
Now, yeah, everyone seems to keep things closer to their chest now.
Unless your name is Blizzard or Square.
Blizzard's like, here's what we're releasing in the year 2017.
Yes.
We think. Could be delayed.
So then after that, we're going to do what we've been playing. Norwegian gaming or whatever we call it. I don't even know.
Yeah, let's just call it what you've been playing.
Whatever. So
it's what we always inadvertently say. Let's just do it.
Yeah. So that's what, you know, we're going to talk about games. Basically there. That's a good enough place.
Yes.
As any. Then we're going to talk about the downloadable game releases and the weekly game releases. Then we're going to hit up the top 10 list over on 411 by Derek. So that's our show.
Woohoo! All right. News.
Okay, what is this?
To kick it off, some simple stuff. If you play Call of Duty World at War and you haven't beaten the single player yet, fear not. They've unlocked the zombie mode for everybody. So you can it now. That's good. So CCP is...
Hold up. What's CCP?
They're the guys who make EVE Online.
What does CCP stand for?
I don't know.
Oh.
But anyway, they make EVE Online. As you may know, the game's gotten several graphical overhauls, or they're going to drop support for the classic graphics very soon.
Oh.
So that they can do more, like, rely on people having more advanced features for future things. I think by now, everyone should be okay with it. I'm sure some people will complain. Do you see there was a news story? Some guy who was running, like, there's like a player-run banking corporation, and some guy like just stole like 8.85 million ISK.
What's ISK? Their money.
Their money system.
Okay.
Just like took it. He was like the guy who had access to the funds, and he just took it.
That's cool.
But like, I'm reading it, and it reads like an actual news story.
Well, like, he's not charged with anything, right?
I don't think so. I mean, CCP is looking into it, of course, but
maybe they can, you know, put his character in jail.
It might. It's just so funny because reading this, it reads like an actual news story. It makes you realize like how really impressive the world of EVE Online is. It's pretty.
I always kind of mean to try this game.
Well, no, you can't. That's the thing. I found one guy that I might try to use for another go at the game, but it's so deep that like in the 10-day trial they give you, you'll never. You'll be so overwhelmed. There's a tutorial, but it doesn't do jack. It's just like, here's the controls. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I like space games. I want to like that game.
Star Trek Online, baby.
Yep.
Man.
Mass Effect is getting a re-release in February. It's a 2-disc set. First disc is the game. The second disc is a documentary, some music trailers, gallery, and it also includes the game's DLC that they brought out called Bring Down the Sky. It's all for $20.
There was only ever that one DLC.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer. I thought like there'd be more support. Because the same thing happened with KOTOR. They talked about DLC for that, and there was just the one.
KOTOR had DLC?
Mm-hmm. It was a space station you could go to.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Yeah.
That's weird, now that I think about that. But wasn't that... That space station, that was just... I thought that was like an added bonus for the PC version of the game.
Maybe. I had it on the Xbox.
Oh, you had it on the Xbox?
Mm-hmm. I think it was like $5.
Xbox One had DLC stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I kind of forget that.
Yeah, well, you know, it was Halo 2 maps and
stuff. That's just $20. I mean, that's pretty good
for one of the better games of 2007.
Yeah, not bad. One of if you liked that game.
Mm-hmm.
You can get this version and finally beat it. I never owned this game, right? I just played yours.
Yeah.
So if some reason I was ever compelled, there it is.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so we have a date for the Final Fantasy 13 demo in Japan. It's April 16th. The thing is, you have to buy it with Final Fantasy VII Advent Children Complete on Blu-ray. But there's like two versions of the movie. There's basically the version that's just the movie, which is 4,900 yen, about $54. And the version with the movie, that is $65. With the game.
The demo.
Yes. So if you want to pay $65 plus import fees, presumably it'll work in your American PS3 because there's no region encoding for games. The movie won't work because there is Blu-ray region encoding. You could also, for $550 about, get the Cloud Black 160 gigabyte PS3 that includes the demo. And, you know, it's a PS3 and the movie, I presume.
Hmm. This demo's got to come out in America some fashion or another.
It's just ridiculous.
Haha, your phone went off.
Oh, yeah.
You always give me crap. Ha ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Now you're reading it? Come on, SJ.
I'm sorry.
Come on. Oh, did you see the countdown I was telling you
about? Oh, yeah. I told you it's going to be nothing.
I think it's at the 5 days or 6 days right now. It's a Final Fantasy 13 countdown. I can't imagine when it could be. It can't be, like, the game.
No.
I don't know. And it's, I don't know what that is. It very clearly has the Final Fantasy 13 logo, though. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's a Versus 13 thing. I don't think it's a Jito 13 thing. We'll see. We'll report on it next week, I imagine.
Like you said, it's probably nothing that merits a countdown.
There was two other countdowns. One was for some Sega game that's going to come to WiiWare that has like this sort of old school 8-bit graphic style. Did you see that?
No, that could be fun.
And someone else has a countdown. I don't remember what it is. Countdowns
are overrated.
They're fun sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. That
Diablo 3 one was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was good. That's the thing. If you have a countdown to like Diablo 3, that's great. If you have a countdown to like, we might announce something on this day, but we're going to have a countdown to the announcement. Like, who cares?
What was the first big like countdown announcement? World of Warcraft had a big one, right?
Yeah. Well, they did the teaser images. Remember those?
That was a big one. I don't know. Then Bungie kind of got all that viral marketing.
Yeah, they kicked that off. But really, it only really worked that one time.
Yeah, you're right.
When no one really knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you talk about Dead Rising, chop to you
drop. Yeah, well, we've got some exciting details on it. Some good stuff. There's no more time limit. You're not restricted to a single save file. But in the game called Chop Till You Drop, you can only carry one melee weapon at a time, and there's more of an emphasis on firearms and collecting ammo.
Yeah.
No should be shoot till you drop. Yeah, so there's no photography, which I thought was kind of one of the major points of the game. And also, they removed jumping.
I mean, I didn't really like this game that much to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, the whole save system is what put me off from it, but I don't want, like, this version.
I hope they just make a good Dead Rising 2 someday.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you know how I feel about zombies.
Yeah.
I don't like them. Boring. Cliched.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in malls, I mean, come on.
Well, I think that was kind of the joke of the game, was that it was so cliched. Yeah. All right, you ready for some crazy Kaz Hirai quotes?
Man, I'll tell you what. Some people are kind of over, like, Ridge Racer.
Oh, not and me.
I still love that.
That's the best.
I'll tell you what. If you, speaking of that 2006 Sony press conference where they showed off the PS3, if you asked me, like, five turning points in gaming history, I think that would be one of them.
The whole industry went, ugh.
Yeah, that was when, like, Sony was like, riding high. And we're in the Hudson.
Well, we're gonna talk about that.
You hear what I said?
Yeah, I know that. Too soon, man. Too soon.
No one died. It's great now.
Yes, it is good.
Not a tragedy.
Okay, so this all comes from an interview in the official PlayStation magazine. The first one, not too offensive here. He says, and with the Xbox, again, I can't come up with one word to fit. You need a word that describes something that lacks longevity. Last time I checked, they've never had a console that's been on the market for more than 4 or 5 years, and we've committed to a 10-year cycle, so you do the math. And unless things go really bad, there's no way that at the end of a life cycle, our competition is going to have a higher install base.
Things are going really bad.
Yeah, A, that. B, well, they've only had one console. You know, maybe this one's going to be different.
I mean, it depends on how they define life cycle. I mean, the PS1 technically had, like...
a 10-year life cycle. Like, who was buying games in years, like, 8 through 10?
Yeah, really. Now, the PS2 has a long life cycle, I'll give them that. But that's more because...
like, Atlas, basically. Atlas and the... No, honestly, if it wasn't for the Wii, the PS2 would have been long dead, but it's getting all these Wii ports, too.
Yeah.
But just... I can't think of a word that lacks longevity. I don't know. Like, short-sightedness, or... I mean, think of a word, man.
We're getting pinned. The point is that...
I just find that wording
when
funny.
You're in last place, you don't talk smack.
Oh, but Mike, they're not in last place. He then goes on to say, this is not meant in terms of numbers, or who's got the biggest install base, or who's selling most in a particular week or month, but I like to think that we continue official leadership in this industry.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Well, of course you'd like to think that. Yeah. That's like some guy in the back of the line, like as everyone's marching, and as he sees the line start to go right, he's like, go right! Yeah, I totally told them to do that. That's like the guy who's at home. You're like, pass it, pass it. See, he listened to me.
I don't think anyone thinks of Sony as a leader of the industry anymore.
No.
Anybody.
No, it's Nintendo's ball now.
It's Nintendo's ball. And in America, when people are making the choice between the Sony... I mean, well, I know it's happened already, but how huge would it have been if Grand Theft Auto 4 remained the Sony exclusive?
Well, and now we've got Xbox 360 exclusive DLC coming. Exactly. Fallout 3's DLC is 360 exclusive. Tomb Raider's DLC is 360 exclusive.
Final Fantasy. I'm sorry, but if you do not have enough guff, enough sort of, you know...
industry clout.
And yeah, if you don't have enough clout, that's what I'm looking for, to keep your big exclusives, mainly Grand Theft Auto... and
Final Fantasy.
They're lucky they kept Metal Gear.
Yeah.
But if you can't hold on to those exclusives, then no, you're not a leader in the industry. Obviously, you're not telling these people how to do things. The only time we really had a big leader in the industry, like to the point where they could threaten people, was with the NES.
Yeah, seriously. Because
that was when they were basically bullying third party publishers.
Yeah.
Like Capcom, if you make any games for the Mega Drive, we're not going to sell your games anymore. So
pretty much,
that? Yeah. So
and then look how good that did for them when the GameCube was around. Okay, and then this is my favorite one. We don't provide the easy to program for console that developers want, because easy to program for means that anybody will be able to take advantage of pretty much what the hardware can do. So then the question is, what do you do for the rest of the 9.5 years? Well, this is why we don't make 10-year long hardware cycles in this day and age where technology is on astronomical rates of advancement.
I can't believe they're still going on about this 10-year life cycle thing. Pegging all their hopes and dreams on it.
What does this mean though? Like, we don't want our games to look good right away. We'd rather wait. Well, guess what? You know what? Microsoft's fine with that, because they'll gladly build up a huge lead for the next 5 years that you could not possibly beat.
How out of touch is this guy?
Very. They come from that old school PS1 era thing where it was literally just who could push the most polys. It's not about that anymore.
But they weren't about that last gen. That's why I don't get about it. Last gen, they had like the lowest
exactly,
and they trounced everybody.
I know.
And now they're like, now they have the opposite philosophy and they're in last place. I'm like, what the hell happened?
And here's another thing I want to say too about his thing about the Xbox lacking longevity. Microsoft.
Is it?
Well, let's look at it. Microsoft is the first hardware manufacturer to successfully completely overhaul their user interface experience.
Yeah.
The Xbox,
and hey,
as of November 19th, is completely different from the Xbox of launch.
I was incredibly skeptical of the NFC.
You were a very big critic of it.
I was a very big critic, and it works.
It's great.
It's great. Yeah, it works.
And who's to say they can't do the same thing again 3 years down the line as the needs of the system change?
I do not see – there's nothing about – in my opinion, there's nothing about the PS3 that makes it more future-proof than the 360, except for maybe Blu-ray. What are you looking for?
I just want to see. Okay, so I started this download on the Wipeout HD demo at 3 o'clock today. As of 6:30, it still wasn't done. I just want to see if it finished yet.
Well, careful. Whoops. I got SmackDown almost ready to record.
I'm just changing the source.
Oh, hurry up.
Okay, well, I'll do two things at once here. Okay, this is just a nice little one-off thing. The World of Goo soundtrack has been released for free. Did you download it?
No. I mean, I like World of Goo. I don't remember the...
it is done.
It's done. Good. I don't remember the music much from it.
Yeah, you know, I like some of the tracks. You can just go to their website or Google it if you want to download that. Battlefield Heroes is entering the next phase of its beta, and they're taking more signups. You should sign up for that.
It was fun. Like you said, the problems with it were that it took too many hits to kill people, and I didn't quite understand the ticket system.
Like I said, my big thing is I just don't like how you're committed to whatever class you're playing as.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It just creates balance issues in the servers.
It's like you're trying to get more MMO-y.
Yeah, but it'd be good. Kind of like what Rock Band kind of learned. People don't want that. They want to make one character that can do everything.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we've got some more TF2 update info. This is from an interview with Robin Walker on The Escapist. We already knew some of this, that the Scout's next class get the overhaul.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I love playing Scout. Me and you, we even talk about that when me and you and Kip played.
Oh, we should. We'll kind of sort of do that for our what you've been playing. But yeah, we did glaze over that. There's a new payload map coming, which is a mode I really like. Do you play much of that?
No.
It's great.
Can't we get some capture the flag maps?
Well,
I don't understand this.
He also revealed that they're working on a very different new game mode.
That's fine, but I don't want a very different. I want capture the flag.
I know.
That's what Team Fortress was. Capture the fucking flag, please.
I think there's some community maps.
I don't want community maps.
I know.
No, people are not playing. It's like, I mean, some people are, but I mean, we went so much. Like, come on, when we play, what do we want to play? We want to play 2-4.
The same map from like 1997.
Yes. I mean, come on. But wasn't there also talk that there might be a new class?
Yeah, they said like they've got some stuff that they're thinking, but I think they want to at least get through all these class revisions before they even do that. So
yeah, what would it
maybe
be?
2 years from now.
Zombie class. I want it to be an angel. That'd be sweet. Make no sense.
I had an idea.
Oh, I got a great class idea.
What?
Rocketeer.
Like a flying guy?
Yeah. He's got a short burst. He can't fly so much. But Rocketeer, his main thing is that he has high elevation.
Could be fun.
Rocketeer. It's going to be big.
All right. Crystal Defenders is coming to consoles, according to Famitsu. This is the tower defense game on the iPhone.
It's a fun game.
Yeah. So there's going to be a WiiWare PSN XBLA version.
You know, I'm glad that we're finally starting to see how, all these, these kind of these downloadable games are coming out on all three networks.
Right. Well, according to Famitsu, the PSN and XBLA versions will be more or less evolved ports to the iPhone game. The WiiWare version is going to differ somehow, and it's also going to... They're calling that one Crystal Defenders R1. It's coming out in Japan on the 27th for $10, and it's going to include some kind of Wi-Fi support.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a fun little game.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it going to cost? 1,000 Wii points? How much?
Yeah, $10.
I guess that's okay.
Well, that's what it is on the phone.
Yeah, I guess it's okay enough. I feel like it should be a little bit less for a game that you could play the equivalent of on Flash for free.
True. I wonder about this. Okay, so
I haven't heard this.
So GameStop is not selling Dawn of War 2, the Warhammer game. This all comes from Kotaku. Did some digging around. They have a source who says the reason they're not doing it is basically because they don't like how closely tied to Steam the game is, because the game actually requires Steam, even the retail copies.
Ooh, somebody's feeling threatened.
I know, and it's interesting because they were offering the exclusive chapter command war gear set with pre-orders, and they just, it's out of the systems. It's not on the website. It's, if you go in the store, it doesn't show up in their database. Yeah, it's like, you know, so like, you know, everyone's saying like this is them trying to say, well, if you're selling it digitally, we don't want to have anything to do with you.
They're playing chicken.
Well, the Kotaku story led me to an interview on Wired with the Penny Arcade guys. Do you remember this interview from April? Guys? Yeah, this was before episode 1 was about to come out on the Rainslick Precipice of Darkness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Robert Koo, their business guy, was talking to GameStop and saying, like, you know, would you guys be interested in selling, like, it's an episodic game, but when all the episodes are out, you know, would we be interested in maybe doing a box version of all the episodes? And they're like, well, yeah, that sounds great. But, like, what do you mean? Like, how are they coming up beforehand? And he's like, well, we're digitally distributing them. And as soon as he said that, they were like, well, no, you can't sell it here. The only way they would have sold a box copy in GameStop is if they cut them in on the profits of the downloadable versions.
How's that fair?
It's not. It was them trying to bully them.
Well, GameStop's
I believe Microhula called them assholes.
GameStop's fighting a losing battle.
Well, did you see they posted in 2008 $2 billion profit. 43% of that was used game sales.
Oh, man.
Upscale pawn shops.
They're lucky they have those, because if it wasn't for that, everyone would just go to a Walmart or a Best Buy to buy.
Oh, totally. There is no reason to go to GameStop aside from that. Like I've said, it's a specialty store that doesn't want to deal with their specialty. Like, you know, if I want to find, like...
Is this that Penny Arcade argument from before? Where he said something like, if you go to get, like, a hammer, and you go to, like, the Home Depot... People there know their shit about hammers.
Yeah, and they'll have, like, a weird screwdriver or something.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying to pick up, like, Odin's Sphere, if I didn't pre-order it, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, well, that's great.
Then they don't know what it is.
Then I go to, you know, Best Buy, and there's 10 of them.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks.
Although, I still say, I like our GameStop. People there are friendly to me.
Yeah.
So, they're okay. Boardman, GameStop, if you hear me, you guys are okay. Yeah. Not the one by Walmart.
Well, nothing against them, but the one by IHOP, that's where we go.
That's fine. We have three GameStops in our area.
That's stupid. It's Boardman,
guys,
Ohio.
We're in suburban hell here. I don't know why we have three GameStops. We are not in a city at all.
Yeah.
What the hell, guys? Continue.
Sir. Okay. So I mentioned it earlier, but we have some pricing on the Lost and the Damned DLC for GTA 4. $20. For about a 20-hour experience, that's pretty good price, I'd say.
Well, then I could give a Lost in the Damned.
Oh!
Oh, no, that was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but honestly, I mean, are you going to pick this up?
If I ever finished GTA 4, I would consider it.
Yeah, but are you? Is there going to be more DLCs yet coming?
I think there is supposed to be one more.
This isn't really expanding the game's world, is it?
No, it's smart. I think this is fine. I mean, yeah, you've sense, got Liberty City. It's amazing.
Right. I'm not saying that.
Why not? Yeah.
Need to. Makes sense. It's motorcycles and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of expanding a great city, we've got more Burnout news.
We have Burnout news.
It's like every week. I know. Well, in addition to the party pack we talked about last week, they're doing a big patch on the 6th. Here's the list of changes. Only on the PC and PS3 versions, they're having like an in-game browser that goes to the official website.
But not on the PC?
Well, there's no web browser structure to the 360.
Okay, right. Makes sense.
They're going to put an in-game store to download all the DLC.
Okay, that's what I was kind of thinking about.
Right. They're completely overhauling a lot of the vehicle dynamics, particularly the early game vehicles, just to make them a little easier for new players.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of reworking the way the stunt run timer works. They've rebalanced a lot of the events. They've tweaked the way road rage works. They've tweaked the visuals so that the billboards, super jump ramps, and smash gates kind of more visually pop to make them a little easier to see.
Okay.
And they've readjusted like the nighttime lighting, which is good because I always thought the nighttime was a little dark in it. They've also – this is I think is huge. People wanted this since the game came out. You can just restart an event after you fail it.
So that's nice.
Because their thing was always, well, if you fail an event, just do another one because there's going to be one right there. But you know how gamers are. They want to get it the first time.
I like that.
And they're
can
also –
you can restart in the middle of it because so many times like you'll do something in the very beginning like, well, I'm not winning this one.
Yeah, you can. Or you can quit it and everything. And then they've also kind of simplified barrel rolls. Like
barrel roll.
To do a singular barrel roll is a little more automated, but to do like a multi-roll works pretty much the same.
Do a barrel roll.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do a barrel roll, push the CR button twice.
Dun, dun, dun,
okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
So.
And the last piece of news I have. No, there's two more. We got the one we didn't write down. Okay, so this isn't last. But good news, a cafe is coming to home, so you can sit around and pretend to eat.
I hope that it costs money. That's awesome.
Yeah. I want to buy virtual sandwiches.
That's what I'm doing. People on home still?
Have you heard anyone talk about it since it came out?
Personally, no.
Yeah.
I can go on the GameFAQs home board.
Oh, good.
I like to troll there. My Final Fantasy 12 post is still going strong.
Oh, good. I got to catch up on that.
People are still arguing. I haven't read all of it. There's not enough hours in the day. People are pissed off.
Oh, I love it.
Some people just hate Final Fantasy 12, and they want to kill me.
Shoot, you know, we didn't write down, we should have written was the name of this game.
What game? Staff of Kings. Indiana Jones and Staff of
good
Kings.
Good job. Okay, so got it. We got Indiana Jones and the Staff of Kings. This is a Wii DS, and it just said PlayStation at the end, so it could be either PS2 or PSP. Probably both. But it's just a CG trailer now, so it's hard to judge it, but yay, indie.
I guess. I mean, I thought we were kind of going to get a high-tech really cool Indiana Jones games. It sounds like...
Well, that's the one that they showed to show off Euphoria in the first place.
That's been rumored to be closed down, and I believe those rumors.
Yeah, at this point.
I do like that there was a reference to Lao Che in the opening.
Yeah, he's at his cafe.
But it was a weird little thing. I don't know. My hopes aren't very high right now. To be frank, I'm not sure. Not sure about that one.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Okay.
All right, so want to get into some 2009?
Yeah, we'll talk about...
Let us gaze in our crystal ball.
So let's talk about some of the games coming out in 2009. You know, kind of looking off a list from 1UP.com of some of like the bigger games coming out to kind of help us out here.
Yes.
So we got Heavy Rain, which is a game it's one of those games where almost like when Bioshock was coming out for me, where I kind of didn't read very much about it. And I just kind of played it when it came out, so I didn't know much about it. What's Heavy Rain about exactly?
You've played Indigo Prophecy?
Yeah, I will.
Same guys.
Okay, so is it like that?
Yeah. Graphics look incredible. Yeah,
I do know it looks graphically pretty good.
I mean, every single object in the world is handcrafted and interactable and everything. What they did is they outsourced a lot of the development of the mundane objects in the world, so that they could fill it up with as much stuff as possible. All the performances are motion captured, facial captured, and acted by the same actors throughout the whole process. And I think it could be really good. I hope it's good. I liked Indigo Prophecy, but it was a somewhat flawed experience, and I didn't get this far because really everyone turned me off from it, but apparently the ending is awful.
Yeah, that's what everyone said.
So hopefully this doesn't fall into that trap.
Okay. Infamous, which is for the PS2, which is kind of the...
It's like their superhero-ish kind of
thing. It's like Crackdown.
Yeah.
And there's Prototype also, which is kind of like that, isn't there?
Yeah, I mix these two up all the time.
Yeah, me too. I couldn't. But, you know, if it's like Crackdown, I'll like it.
Right.
So
I'm curious, Mad World. I'm curious to see how this does.
What is? It's so confused.
It's a very gory action game with like a very interesting black and white art style that I feel like it looks good in screenshots, but I just worry when you're playing it, it's just going to be hard to see.
I wonder if it'll be like this year's No More Heroes.
It's possible,
right? So we got that Wolverine game, which people keep talking about, like it might be good. I guess you know what? I did find out that's made by the people who made Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, that's good.
So I guess those people aren't making Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, by the way. So I don't know. I hope the game's good. You hear how they're doing reshoots on the movie?
Really?
Yeah, they're doing some reshoots. So apparently they're adding a lot of Deadpool scenes.
Oh, cool.
So, hey, I'm all for that. I like Deadpool. So we got Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars.
I just can't get interested in this at all.
Is it like the old Grand Theft Auto where it's a top-down thing?
I'm not even sure. But when I saw that screenshot where it's like the drug dealing, where it's like selling heroin, marijuana, I'm like, you know, I can't support that. That's pushing a little too far. Do we really need a drug dealing game? We have enough watchdog groups breathing down our neck. We don't need a drug dealing game on the DS.
Like, I feel like I'm getting old, but like sometimes I'm just like Grand Theft Auto, just grow chill up, out
yeah.
You know, make a game, set it in space or something. You know, you're getting a little gritty here. What is Alpha Protocol?
I don't even know. It looks like a shooter.
It looks boring. We'll watch. It'll be our favorite game.
Prinny, can I really be the hero?
Which is the PSP. It has a penguin as the star.
That's the Prinny's from Disgaea.
Oh. He gets his own game?
Yeah. It's a side-scrolling action game, I think? Again, one I don't really know a lot about.
Okay. Star Wars The Old Republic, which I've...
Well, they just released some new screens today that look better. A lot better. The lightsabers are no longer Pringles cans.
Yeah. I still gave them a lot of guff because... When they're talking up their animations for a while, and then when they finally showed them off, it looked like an MMO animation.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but they were like...
I don't think... This might hit beta by 2009, but it's not going to come out.
Supposedly, Star Trek Online is supposed to come out this year. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. The new Wolfenstein, which... Is it really just going to be called Wolfenstein?
That could be cool.
Is there a big thing right now, fire physics?
Looks like it from this screenshot.
Yeah, we'll see. Nobi Boy.
This looks stupid.
People seem excited.
Oh, I think it looks dumb as hell.
What are you doing it?
Nothing. It's Snake with no point. You know, like Snake that you played on your calculator. Yeah. It's like that in 3D, but like there's no point.
What do you mean there's no point?
Like there's not like, you know, you have to avoid running into yourself. It's not a game. There's no game to it. You just walk around these levels eating stuff for no reason.
Sounds like Seaman.
It's the guy who made Katamari.
Oh, yeah, you
who
say.
Swore off gaming after Katamari, but now he's back.
Why did he swear off gaming?
I don't know, because he felt it limited or something.
So. I like these people. Like, what else would you think?
Yeah, well, that's why he's back. Splatterhouse. Apparently, this is some old game that it's like a redo of.
If they say so.
Yeah. Trine.
What's Trine?
This is going to be awesome. You haven't seen this? It's a side-scroller, downloadable game. you play as like three classes, like a warrior, a mage, and I forget the other one. But like when you're the wizard guy, you like can draw in the platforms and stuff you're going to use. Oh, it looks really good too.
PSN?
Yeah, PSN and PC. It's downloadable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fat Princess is coming out too. I think that.
Oh yeah, that does look neat.
It looks cool. I like how people were upset about it. Like they think it's insensitive.
Oh yeah. Fat people. Well, don't get fat.
Yeah, I know. That's what I say. House of the Dead Overkill, which is House of the Dead game.
You see, it's going to come with like the hand cannon.
What do you mean?
At least in Japan and Europe, it's like your Nyko thing, except
Nyko Perfect Shot. Guys, don't get the Wii Blaster; get the Nyko Perfect Shot.
Oh yes, this comes with something very similar to the Perfect Shot, much like what the guy is holding in that screenshot. Actually,
okay.
Bionic Commando. I'm stoked for this game. Looks good. I think it's going
to
be awesome.
Like I had no exposure to like the old one, but until. But we play that remake and have a lot of fun with it. I hope it works out.
The Sims 3 could be good.
I never liked The Sims.
I like the original Sims. I didn't like Sims 2.
I don't think I even played Sims 2.
My thing with Sims 2 is that for such a supposedly casual game, on the computer I had at the time, it ran like garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully Sims 3 like works better. Batman or Arkham Asylum. I hope this is good.
I hope so. Now, this is open world, right? Is it?
No.
Okay, it's not that game that I still want.
The Batman running off the Crackdown engine?
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess this should be good. We'll see. Isn't it interesting how the Dark Knight game just never got made?
Did you read that story about its kind of demise?
Yeah. Who's making it?
Pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, their problem was that they decided they wanted to make an open world game, but they never made one before.
Yeah, and the tech they used wasn't really suited for open world.
Right. What tech were they using tech from another game?
Yeah, one of their other games they had in development. Yeah, it just didn't work.
Let's see that. Speaking of MMOs, wait, were we talking about MMOs? What am I saying? Speaking of games, Dragon Age Origins looking interesting.
It's not an MMO.
I thought this was an MMO.
No, it's like a spiritual sequel to Baldur's Gate.
Oh, never mind.
It looks.
It's BioWare, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm way stoked for that.
Yeah, that's right. BioWare's making Star Wars: The Republic, so I don't know why I thought this was an MMO. Should be. I don't know. I hope it's good.
It's cool because...
Probably over my head.
Well, what's great is from the videos and screens I've seen, you can play it either from the perspective where it looks like 3D Baldur's Gate, or you can swing the camera down and play it like it's KOTOR or Mass Effect.
We'll see.
Looks awesome.
Diablo 3. I hope
this isn't 2009.
Well,
if it is, there's my game of the year, but it's not.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If it is, yeah, that'll probably be what I'll like the best this year. Darksiders Wrath of War?
No idea.
What? First off, the name is stupid.
Yeah.
But people just like, it's like the manatees writing a Family Guy in that episode of South Park. You probably never even saw that, did you?
No.
It's funny. There's this episode of South Park where they're like who writes Family Guy? Because they're making fun of how formulaic their jokes are. Mm-hmm. It turns out manatees write it by they pick up like little balls and put it in little slots and then you kind of just get jokes.
Oh.
That's how like titles like Wrath of War get made.
And there's a Japanese equivalent of Muramasa the Demon Blade. I don't even know what that is.
Is it like a Disgaea?
Oh, people still care about Tenchu. Tenchu Shadow Assassins.
I thought we gave up on that. Yeah. Well, we got Darwinia Plus.
That could be good. It's the original Darwinia and Multiwinia packaged together on the Xbox Live.
You ever seen those like Multiwinia they're promotional videos?
They were funny.
I liked them because they had like this kid. Narrating them. I mean, there's just something about that kid's voice is cool.
Yeah, they were cool. I played a lot of the original Darwinia. It's a really neat game. I actually think it could be well suited for console, so hopefully that'll be good.
What's the difference between Multiwinia and Darwinia?
Darwinia didn't have a multiplayer component.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They have StarCraft II as a 2009 release.
Maybe StarCraft II Part 1. See, look, even here, they don't say, StarCraft II, whatever that crappy subtitle is.
Yeah.
Like, people, aren't, a lot of people just denying this whole trilogy thing. Like, that's not happening.
No.
And then we got Flower, that PS3
thing. Comes out in a couple weeks. Could be fun.
And I think there's some other games that we're expecting.
Yeah, well, there's... Honestly, one I'm really looking forward to is Dawn of War 2. I'm, getting really stoked for that game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Resident Evil 5 isn't on here. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But that's a big one for me. That's a huge one. I'm assuming Bioshock 2 is going to come out.
Oh, yeah, probably.
You got Halo Wars not on here.
True.
And that Halo ODST.
Oh, yeah, that's this year, too.
Halo, the dumb name change. I don't know. I'll tell you, if Diablo 3 does come out, that might be what I like the best.
Yeah, if not Diablo 3, then what? I'd say probably for me it'll end up being Dragon Age.
You think?
I think so.
God, this is hard. I mean, if Diablo 3 doesn't come out, it might be could be Resident Evil 5. I still think Nintendo's got to have some sort of big releases.
Yeah.
They can't have a two-year drought.
There wasn't a single Nintendo first-party release on this list.
I told you yesterday.
They have a very easy thing they can do. Wind Waker for the Wii with the two cut dungeons.
Yeah, that'd be cool, but that won't count.
It's something.
I think
it's another game. It's not a Street Fighter 4.
Yeah,
comes out next month.
I guess. I mean, I think we could just as easily see a new Zelda game. Actually, I think that might be a very good reason why Wind Waker isn't a part of this all play things, because the Zelda game's coming out sooner than we think.
Right. Well, that'd be nice. Yeah,
I think it could happen. Okay, so that's that. That's the looking ahead.
What you been playing, Mike?
So far, this doesn't look like it. First off, this doesn't look like it'll be as good as last year.
Well, we said that going into 2008, and 2008 was pretty damn good.
All these things don't get announced until E3.
Right.
Or some other equivalent.
GDC or something, which is coming up.
Isn't E3 supposed to be big again this year?
Yeah.
Supposedly. You never know. Okay. Well, I've been playing more Persona 4. Mm-hmm. I played a lot of it. So
You did.
I'm in the summer break right now. Did some other bosses. This continues to be very good. One thing, like, Beige was just, a friend, Beige from the Squadron Stream, he was just talking about how he played through, and he got, like, I didn't know there's multiple endings to it, and, like, he got a bad ending just to see how it was, and he got the good ending. And they said, now I got the true ending.
Hate that crap.
And to get the true ending, you gotta, like, I guess, max out all the social links.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know what those are. And I know I'm not gonna be able to do that, so now I feel like...
Just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. Yeah, I guess so. But, like, now I feel like I'm not gonna get
the... But yeah, I hate that crap. It's like, hey, you just played 100 hours of this, but we're not gonna show you the real ending.
Yeah, I don't like... That's what I was saying. I was like, so my ending's not true? I don't know. We'll see, because I don't... Maybe it's not even all that different. Like, maybe it's like in Sonic the Hedgehog, where the only difference was that Dr. Robotnik was...
Not juggling the Chaos Emeralds at the end.
It's like, wee, you suck! But we'll see. It's been a very fun game. Very good stuff so far.
Mm.
Some interesting plot twists lately. I like Teddy, too. He's a nice guy. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of that. I tried playing Phantom Hourglass again.
Yeah, you were bitching the whole time.
Well, I was having fun at first because I got to do a dungeon.
Like a real dungeon.
Yeah, a real dungeon. It was fun. It was short. But then, like, I didn't play so long, so I didn't even know what I was supposed to do. But so then I realized, I have to go back to that one temple thing. And it's that stupid thing where you have a time limit, and you have to be, like, sneaky and stealthy, and it's just utter bullshit.
Yeah, that killed. I think I sold that game, actually. I was like, I don't really
And it makes
like
me so mad because...
The mechanics are good.
The mechanics and the tech of that game are amazing.
Mm-hmm. It looks
but
really good.
But just some gameplay design things, like, the dungeon should be better, and it's just... And this stupid... Going back to this one... Freaking dungeon. I mean, I know these are old complaints by this point, but I hope they just make another game with the same style, just better.
Right.
Because it's kind of fun, but I just get sick. I think I might still try to just soldier through it, because I want to beat this game.
Fair enough.
I wonder who the final boss is. I think it's Ganondorf.
Might be.
Yeah, it just might be Ganondorf. What have you been playing?
Let's see. I played with Chris some co-op of the single-player campaign for Lord of the Rings Conquest.
Do you like that game? Are you on our side?
I like playing with Chris. I would think playing the single player by yourself would be dumb and kind of boring. Yeah, but it just seems like it gets... Well, you know him. He's playing for achievement, so he doesn't even care.
He has fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, but I could see it getting a little repetitious. And playing online, too. Like, I have to at least have one person I know playing with me.
Okay, fair enough.
But, I mean, you know, it's competent. I'll give it that. There's a lot of weird
competent,
things.
Competent, jeez.
Yeah.
What are the problems with it?
There's a lot of glitchy things. Like Chris and I were like, you just kind of randomly fall off stuff, or you see a jump that, like, you think you could make, and then you just die. Crap like that.
Yeah, okay.
I hate stuff. Like, a lot of invisible walls. Just things that always bother me. Something else I played. I did get a new iPhone game.
What?
Called Word Jong. You know, like Mahjong, when you're trying to match up the tiles and as you unlayer them?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing, but they're all letters, and you're trying to form words, and every day it's a new puzzle.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
I was playing a little Tron 2.0 for the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, yeah. You were amazed.
I got an overview of that. It's got a great version of the Light Cycle game.
Yeah, it's zoomed in and out.
It's got, like, a weird first-person, like, tank game.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried the actual, like, story mode yet, but it also has, like, you know...
Isn't Disc of Tron on there?
Disc of Tron and the original Tron's on there, but the problem is... To simulate the dial, you have to do L&R, and my L button's broken.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, so that's a problem. But it's on there. You know, it's a fun, whatever discount price I bought that game for, it was
worth it. You got it for $7. like a year ago.
I beat Professor Layton.
Oh, yes, you did.
And I love that game. And there's two sequels out in Japan. I hope those come out here soon. But that was a fun game. I love the animation and everything in that game. That was just good times. I was kind of disappointed, though, because there's not like a real big like boss riddle at the end, mm-hmm. which I was kind of hoping for. But the ending was still pretty cool. It's not entirely interactive.
Right.
So, good stuff.
So we did hint at the beginning that I did start using the World of Warcraft Steel Series mouse that Chris got me for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I got delayed. It was weird at first just because the mouse I was using, it was one of the Razer mice, an older one. It's very flat.
I don't like that Razer mouse.
I love that mouse. But like this one, it's very not flat. So it took a while just to like learn how to hold it right. Plus, the software is really buggy. I think it might be a Windows 7 issue, but I also heard people just complaining it is buggy in general. So far, the only thing I can't get it to do is just change the color of the lights of the mouse.
Okay.
I know, not a huge deal. I did get it working otherwise. But this thing, it has 16 buttons. There are, like, there's the two usual side mouse buttons. There's a D-pad by your left thumb. There's, like, it looks like one button, but it clicks up and down by your pinky. There's the left and right mouse buttons, interior left and right mouse buttons, and then two buttons going down the middle along with the clickable mouse wheel. And you could program all of them in the software, and you know when it works, it's nice software. Like I said, it crashes a lot. But it's pretty cool. I like it.
It sounds cool.
Yes.
We kind of teasing before how we had that good Team Fortress 2 match.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
We finally played that, me, you, and a friend. And I haven't even played Team Fortress 2 that much. But this was fine. Well, maybe because we were romper stomping in the beginning.
Oh, in the beginning we were killing them.
I was scout. What were you?
I was a soldier.
Yeah, you were
because I was rocket jumping in and clearing it while you ran in the bottom.
Well, the nice thing you're doing it where you're clearing out snipers for me.
Yeah,
and we only played 2-4 and we were just doing.
But it's nice for you in the same room where you could be like, "There's a sniper on the balcony. I got him! Right. Boom!"
There's a lot of people that at one point we just like. There's just like a point where like.
That's the thing with 2-4 when you get into like those like. 32 player matches, you just kind of hit a stalemate. The match's just not big enough.
Yeah, after a while, it's just too many turrets.
It basically becomes team deathmatch.
Yeah, but it was fun. Good stuff there. I don't know. I guess that's all I played.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about the download?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I got one more thing.
Oh, yeah?
The new Xbox Live Arcade game, The Maw.
Didn't that win some sort of Penny Arcade Award?
It's really good. Like, I mean, it's for an XBLA game, it looks very professional.
It's like a swinging kind of game.
No, it's almost kind of Katamari-ish, I guess. You play as this little alien guy, and you're with this little blob creature named Maw, who you kind of hook him up on a leash and lead him around to eat things so he gets bigger so he can eat bigger things. And then, like, you can also latch on to creatures. Like, there were these fire creatures that the Maw couldn't eat until you grabbed them and dragged them in the water.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that. But, like, I was just amazed at how good the graphics are. Like, it's a weird thing to rave about in an XBLA game, but you just have to kind of play it to see what I'm talking about. It's really good.
Take your word for it. So, but what are these other downloadable game releases?
All right, well, on the WiiWares, we have High Voltage Hot Rod Show. I'm sure that's amazing. And Family Glide Hockey, which I'm sure is also amazing. The Virtual Console release is a Genesis game called Musha. It's another shmup. You know, based off some Japanese property with a giant robot.
Oh, okay. I mean,
sounds like
I
said, pretty
we've
generic.
Been having pretty good VC releases, so expecting some crap eventually.
Yes, on the live arcades, we have The Maw and a Mahjong game called Funtown Mahjong.
Oh, what's Mahjong?
The one I was just explaining to you, the tiles.
Oh, right. Okay.
Nothing new on the PSN, just some demos. GameTap, they've got Siberia 2, because they just recently did Siberia 1, and Paws and Claws Pet Vet.
Okay.
And on Good Old Games, they released Stronghold and Stronghold Crusader, its sequel.
Never played those games.
They always look neat. It's like, you know, castle building games with, you know, a lot of siege warfare.
Right. It sounded interesting anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So for reals, Skate 2 is out.
Oh, I played the demo for this.
How was it?
I liked it. I liked the demo a lot, actually.
I never even tried Skate 1.
It's, like I said, it's just the biggest hurdle to playing this game is the existence of Tony Hawk. Just because it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you finally get the hang of the controls, it's really satisfying.
This time they don't have a Tony Hawk game to compete with.
Right, they're kind of on their own. So hopefully this will find some traction.
Star Ocean Second Evolution for the PSP, which is
this is the original Star Ocean, right?
No, this is Star Ocean 2.
Two
remake of that. Yeah, Star Ocean 1 remake already came out. This is Star Ocean.
We
2.
Had Star Ocean 2, right?
Yeah, we did.
I like Star Ocean 2.
Here it is.
All right,
and here it's out. Artanilico 2, Melody of Metaphilicia.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know, but it's a PS2 game.
Like, who's going to buy that?
What is it?
I don't know.
Genre general. What does that even mean? Okay, Sim Animals for the Wii. You know, this looks like an official Sim game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, yeah. I remember Jeff Green talking about it.
Ultimate Shooting Collection for the Wii.
Amazing.
Yes, I guess so. Big Bang Mini for the DS.
Launch Fireworks. Oh, okay.
Is that what's that game called for the PS2?
Oh, Fantavision.
Fantavision. Deer Drive for the Wii.
All right.
Huh.
Oh, this is amazing box art for Deer Drive. They're like, deer's like on top of the guy. He's like trying to shoot it, and then meanwhile in the background there's a bear running at them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Deal or No Deal for the Wii. Self-explanatory.
Yay.
Jumble Madness for the DS. Yeah.
That's it.
Like, the weeks are getting more interesting.
Yeah, Skate 2 is good.
It's all right. Yeah. Not bad. So, okay, let's get to the top 10 list here. And this is kind of an interesting one. It's called the top 10 most annoying kinds of people you'll run into in the World of Warcraft.
Interesting.
Yes, it is interesting.
As it very slowly loads.
As it loads. Here we go.
Yay.
All right. So, this is Derek Robbins. And number 10, he's got the leave early guy.
Which, you know, guy who drops out of your pug?
Yeah. Pug.
Pickup group.
Okay. But yeah. Yeah, you know, that's always annoying. 9, the guy who takes it too seriously.
I'll admit sometimes that's me, but only in an RP server. I don't. If I'm
you take the role playing too seriously. I don't know if that's what he's talking about.
Oh, he means like the guy's like, what the fuck? Why didn't you pull?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
Just the game.
I don't think he has role playing fag on here, but you may want to.
The player. What's the player?
I don't know. The player, I think, is the guy who. I think it's like the guy who hits on girls too much.
Oh, the guy who assumes that like every female avatar in the game is played by a similarly attractive female.
I guess so. Yeah, people just hitting on people a lot. Same as the drama guy, which I guess is self-explanatory.
Oh, God, I had guild drama when I wasn't in a guild. Like a real one, not the one-up one.
You were in a guild?
Yeah.
You were probably number 6, join my guild guy, weren't you?
For a little bit.
You were, join my guild. 5 is a white knight. He's the guy who comes to the defense of every girl character.
Oh, that's nice of him.
That's kind
of
funny. No, they're annoying. 4 is the guy who's always like, nerf this person.
Oh, the guy who complains after every patch.
Right.
Apparently people hate the new patch that came out. They're calling it a disaster.
Really?
Yes.
What's wrong with it?
Well, the lag got bad. It completely broke the one battleground in Northrend that's supposed to be one of the big deals of the expansion. They were supposed to finally put in the support where you didn't have to have a 55 on the server to make a death knight, just a 55 anywhere. Apparently for some people it works, for some it doesn't. They're still trying to go. I guess there's some technical issue and other little things that people are bitching about. I
probably should have included some of those patch notes in the news.
Any race could ride any mount now.
Yeah, I saw that. That's interesting.
Trannoy and a Mecho Strider.
Yeah. Anyways, number 3 is the WoW sucks guy.
It's like, why are you playing WoW?
Right. 2 is the run me through, give me gold guy.
Beggars.
Yeah, beggars, pretty much. And number 1 is the girl gamer. The girl gamer who's constantly drawing attention to the fact that she is a girl. So that people can start,
you know.
And he gives us a nice plug. And so thank you, Derek. Good list again.
Yep.
Is that it, isn't it?
Yeah, is it?
No.
It's a fairly long show.
Yeah, it's kind of long.
Longer than I felt like. Time flies when you're having fun, etc.
I wasn't having any fun.
You're miserable.
Yeah, I was miserable here. I was like, screw this. So, well, we're going to have the Squadron of Shame. It's like coming eventually, I think.
Yes. It's very, very close.
Yeah, we may even start adding third and fourth chairs here.
Yeah, it might have happened this week, but I haven't quite nailed down. I got to do a different way of recording it. I'm working on it because the solution we use for the Squadcast, edited by Pete Davison, is all Mac stuff, and I don't have a Mac.
I guess we'll have to buy a Mac then.
Shit.
We're kind of expecting that, like, there's going to be less competition with all those one-up, like, podcasts going
on. Yeah, but now we got Rebel FM and Geekbox Radio, and they're fine podcasts all, and I suggest them. I enjoy them very much.
No, not over our podcast, though.
No, listen to us first, then listen to them.
Yes, of course.
Also, I'm going to try to start using Dig. Yes, I'm joining the year 2000, but look for some Dig links on the explodingbarrel.wordpress site, and give us some digs. if I get that working. Basically, I know, I've seen people dig it, it'll show up in the Dig website.
Does anyone go to dig.com?
Oh, yeah. It's really? Kind of a big deal.
It's a bit. I'm behind on this trend.
Yeah. Also, the former 1UP Show guys have launched their new project, the Co-op Show, found on area5.tv. I'm halfway through it. It's pretty good.
So, is it good?
Really? It is good. Oh, okay. You should check it out.
All right, then. Well, why don't we wrap things up, then?
Okay.
So thanks for listening, everybody, to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find our website right now still at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Haven't moved yet.
But keep an eye for squadronofshame.com.
Yeah,
you know, we should tell people, a good way to see what we're up to is to follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Look us up on Twitter. My Twitter username is Ajguy, and Mike is Tolkoto.
Maybe we should add an Exploding Barrel Twitter account.
We could.
You don't seem... Okay. Someday.
There is a Squadron of Shame Twitter account if you want to follow that, too.
And if you go to squadronofshame.com right now, yes, it's not the site yet. I mean, there's a site there, but that's not what the site is.
Yeah, there's a real one coming.
Okay. So, thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.